Okay, it's Thursday, March 24th at 5:01 p.m. This is the City of Derby Finance Committee. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mark, can you do the roll call, please?
Nero?
Here.
Hampton?
Sorry, I forgot to unmute. I'm here.
Domsky?
Here.
You have a quorum, Madam Chair. All three members are here.
Okay, thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have no additions, deletions, or corrections.
Move to adopt, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Barbara.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, sir. Yes. Madam Chair, Tom Line 80, 79 Sunset Drive. I'd like to speak on number eight. I'd like to just, I can't even talk about it because I don't even know what they're looking for. We do need people to go up there and start renting that field out, but I hear it's going to be a long, long, maybe over 3 months. Just be very careful on waivers, because I think it could open up a can of worms, but we do need people. And the second item is number nine, register of voters. I think she should definitely have a raise, get a raise. She's worked like 3 or 4 years without a raise, and she does a heck of a job. I know because I work the polls every election. So please take care of the register of voter. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Lionetti. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. It's not actually on the agenda, but seeing the registrar of voters seeking to have a raise increase, I just wanted to bring it to your attention that in the Parks and Rec budget, there's also a request for an increase for the director and the staff. And I don't know whether or not that requires Board of Aldermen approval. So I just wanted to put it out there so that you could check into it.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Give one more time. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Come here, girl. Come here, Hunter.
Tom, you got to mute yourself. Okay, motion to close public portion, please.
So moved, Barbara.
Second, Charlie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number six, approve minutes of the February 24th, 2022 meeting. I don't think we have those yet. Do we have those?
No.
No.
I don't see them. No. Okay, so we will, can I have a motion to table that to the next meeting?
So moved, Charlie.
Second, Barbara.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number seven, status report update discussion and possible recommendations to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. A, the 2020-2021 audit. I invited Mr. Acavallo to give us an update on the audit. I see him here. Mr. Acavallo, would you like to give an update?
Sure. We're waiting on some information from the actuaries. After that, there is also reconciliation from the Board of Education to the city's records that has to be completed. I was over there actually today meeting with their consultants, went over a couple of things. So hopefully they'll have that back to me soon. Once all the numbers are locked in, it takes us about 6 to 7 days to draft the financial statements and anything that we have related to the findings of the testing that we did. So I think that we're still 2 weeks away from having a final draft of the financial statements, of which, you know, there hasn't been significant adjustments that we've found. Most of the transactions have been recorded, but there's still more work to do.
Okay, so 2 weeks potentially for everything from the city and the Board of Ed side to be in?
I think so. The WPCA is actually 99% completed. The actuary thing kind of ties into them related to their other post-employment benefits and their net pension liability that is their portion. So that's a rough estimate, you know, but we are, it is contingent on other people getting us information.
Okay. And I don't know if you can answer this or if there's someone from the administration on, I'm not sure what the extension date we have right now is, or if we are looking to
put in another
extension.
Yeah, I can answer that. The extension's up to the 31st of this month.
Okay, so another extension is going to be needed.
That's correct.
Okay.
Dawn, Charlie Sampson, is the Board of Ed the heavy lifting right now to get this done?
As far as what's left and actually a big piece of the budget, yes. It's always, Board of Ed is always going to be that in any town or city, because it makes up so much. But having all the information done on a month-to-month basis makes things a lot easier. And I know that they're working with their consultants to try to not just leave it at where we are as of 6:30, but move forward and try to implement some of the recommendations so they can be in better shape in 21-22. But yes, the answer is yes.
And so are they doing their monthly reconciliations now, or have they been?
That's what I'm being told. We won't test and don't test next year until we get into next year. And ironically, it's couple months away from being next year, so I can't fully answer that right now because I haven't looked at it, but I'm being told that they are reconciling regularly.
Okay.
Hey, there's still a lot of work to be done, you know, across the board, but that's what's identified in the findings that we've had in the past. There has been made significant progress. Like I said, transactions, we haven't found significant adjustments with the transactions that have been entered. And in the past, that wasn't the case. We've had to make significant adjustments to post activity. So the information is in the system.
Okay, and then going forward, if monthly reconciliations are done, you find that it will be a smoother process. We won't be, you know, as delayed as we have been over the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect scenario, you know, you'd be able to close your books within 45 days, and then mm-hmm. we would be able to come in and do the work. So. Like, by the middle of October, we'd be able to issue a financial statement, which is more timely and relevant. Having it broken down, the workload broken down into month to month, just makes things so much easier. So if that's being done regularly and the reconciliation is being done with the city, and by reconciliation, I mean what they're getting from the city is being recorded on their books, and that agrees back and forth. If that's done on a month-to-month basis, it's a breeze. It's a lot easier and takes much less time.
And is there any sense of what the findings would be this year, or how, you know, the corrective actions that have completed since, you know, the last audit?
Yeah, since most of the findings were here during the year, they're going to be repeated. But there has been made significant improvements. So I think that within all the findings, and there were 15, I think that one or two might drop off, maybe three. But there has been significant improvements in the other areas. So for 22-23 audit, you know, you might be able to get rid of more than half of them, the way the progress has been made.
Okay, so that's good to know that there's been progress since July.
Significant progress, in my opinion.
Great. Does anyone have any other questions for?
All set, Sarah.
All set. None at this time. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
If you have any other questions, please feel free to let me know. I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the update.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, guys, we'll move on to the next. We have the Municipal Finance Advisory Commission. I don't know if we'll, you know, certainly some of these items, I don't think we're going to be able to get an update from. The 2021-22 budget revenue and expenses.
Well, I just want to
go ahead,
Sarah,
go ahead,
on the Municipal Finance Advisory Commission.
At
our last meeting, one of the items that was pointed out to us, once again, that we did discuss at our last meeting, was the mm-hmm. hiring of a grant writer or a grant administrator for the city, which is pointed out in their letter, item number 7, which says that we should look into this. Now, we had discussed this with Agata at the last meeting, and she said, yes, we should do this. So
a couple days later, I tried to have a conversation with her, but was unable to.
Okay.
So,
she said yes. Why can't we just
yes.
well, forward a letter and, to, know, the, to so the mayor and tell him to get on it?
I would say yes, except I've also asked the administration for the multiple positions that they are looking to put in to the city, so we can see a list of, you know, another public works employee, the grant writer, this HR, the economic development director, so on and so forth. Can we see a list of everything that we are potentially going to be expected to add and prioritize those? And I don't disagree that this would be, you know, upwards on the list. But I would like to see a list.
I understand that, but I think that we should forward to the full board from this committee that the city should hire a grant writer. And it's one of the items right here in this letter, grant writer / administrator, and put it on their plate. I mean, that's what we recommend to the full board. What needs to get done? They have the full board recommend to the mayor's office that this is item number 7 that came right out of that study that was done in regards to our finances, and it should be something that is taken care of. Then let the mayor come back to us and say, okay, I'm doing it. This is where the funding is coming from for the fiscal year 21-22, and this is what's in my budget for 22-23. And to be quite honest with you, some of these funds that we get, some of these grants that we get, they can actually build in a percentage to the grant for an administrator. So it pays for that staff position. I'm sure
the grant itself. Yep. I mean, I think I would say that using grant monies to staff a position becomes dangerous.
It's 100% allowed. 100%.
I've written many grants. It's allowed.
It's calculated right in the grant. And when we get a grant, I'm sure the administration is well aware, we don't take that money, put it in the general fund. That money goes into its own fund so that you can balance the books per se on that line item with the expenses against that line item. So every federal and state grant I've ever put in for, they allow you, and it, depending on the grant, anywhere from 2-5% of what you ask for to actually be spent on the person that's administering the grant.
But first off, we'd have to do a job description. We'd have to propose the creation of it, of the position. So, I mean, if it was recommended that we do this, did the mayor include it in his budget when he presented it to the tax board? I mean, I agree too. I'm not saying I don't think it's a position that is, you know, it is critical to the city. But again, where are we at with these jobs that we talk about just, you know, creating? And where is the fund? Hear me out. I understand what you're saying, that the grants do pay part of the salary, but where are we getting the money for all these positions? So, you know, do we have it? Is it proposed?
I agree. I'm just saying, coming out of this committee, we could put together a job description for this person and literally drop this in the mayor's plate and say, fill it, you know, and tell them that the mayor could come to us and say how he's filling it. I mean, I can tell you right now, there's money in this special fund balance that, and line items for people who are no longer employed here that had a salary that could be shifted to and utilized for some of these jobs.
For next month, our subcommittee, we need a job description. I think years ago there was partly a I don't know if it was a grant writer, I can't recall, but years ago. But I mean, we need a job description. So
yeah.
we can't just recommend, Charlie, you know, say, okay, let's just do this to the full board. We need to give something, you know, we need to have a job description, and we need to have that for before we can get it to the full board. So
all right, I'll go to VCOG and I'll ask them for a job description for this position, and then we could come back and put this together for next month.
We want it to be like a grant manager / writer.
They
or administrator, whatever.
Technically, they recommend that in light of the significant additional federal financial assistance, the city should consider retaining a grants manager to administer and manage its state and federal grants. It can't be that hard to put something together for that. Now, I'll do the legwork. I'll get it. But I think there's a list here that we look at every month, and we have an opportunity to chip away at this list. And I think we ought to make it, you know, if all of these things need to be taken care of, we need to make this a priority to say, all right, mayor, here you go. We've given you a job description. It tells you to fill this job. You know, you should be considering this when you do your budget, and we need to figure out how we're going to pay for this.
That sounds good, Charlie.
All right. I'll take care of that for next month.
That's why you're fucking bored.
Tom.
Tom, you got to mute, please.
I think you were right for the rest, sir. Yeah, well, I'll take care of that for next month. But the rest of these, I can comment on the pension plan because I sit on the pension board and we did meet. If you want to jump down to that one.
Charlie, I'm just putting together an email. I'm going to send you a couple of samples.
Excellent. Thank you, Vin.
The budget process. I don't know if anyone, I'm sorry, the way my screen is set up here because I'm on the phone. We know who is running the budget process right now. There's no one from the administration here. Okay, so we're past pension plan, capital planning commission. I don't think they've met. Do you know, Charlie?
So the pension plan, the pension committee did meet. Yeah, we had a very good meeting, and it's come back from the last treasurer and from this treasurer that the investment company that we're utilizing, they would like to, because we've been utilizing them for 10 years, our current treasurer and the past one felt that this company got a little too comfortable with what they've been charging us. And because it's also 10 years, that we should actually go out and look to get an RFP from other investment firms for our pension funds. So at the next month's meeting in April, Maria Conlon will be coming back to us with an RFP to review and put forward.
Great.
I was on that meeting. I listened. So you're correct, Charlie.
No further questions, Your Honor, but I'll reserve the right for rebuttal. That's great lawyer stuff. I love it.
But also, too, if I may, Madam Chair and members of the committee, too, the pension board has also set a regular meeting schedule of the second Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So the meetings will be posted. So there'll be regular meetings of the board at this point going forward.
Thank you. Seven G Capital Planning Commission.
You want my comments on this one?
Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
All right. So. Obviously, we were talking about that at our last meeting and looking at the funding sources that we typically use, but this year also trying to include ARPA funds is another thing. Due to where we are at today's position, I would still recommend to the mayor that he puts out the capital planning requests to all the departments, and we get those requests back in, because you know, I'm sure that something is going to break sooner or later, hopefully, and we get back on board. But, you know, if we just keep kicking this one down the road, it'll be like last year where nobody got anything, yeah. Even though we met. So it can't hurt to send out these capital requests forms now and just have everybody submit it. And then when it comes back, we can have the finance department tell us, you know, we should be looking at these as either a capital funding that the boat gives to the town each year. B, should it be LOSIP funding because it falls under a LOSIP category? C, should we look at financing it or another option? And the last option would be, should it come out of the ARPA funding? Because that's also infrastructure type funds that you could use. So I'm sure if everybody submitted everything, at least we wouldn't be asking for all this stuff 2 months from now and then starting to try to figure that out. We'd actually have all this stuff in front of us and we could digest it and then move forward as the finance department gets back on its feet.
Yeah, and I know, you know, as far as the ARPA funds are concerned, that there was talk of, you know, developing a policy for the expenditures of ARPA funds. And I know you were looking to update the capital planning form or whatnot that was that gets sent out. But do we want to look at next meeting having, you know, developing an ARPA policy for the expenditures of the ARPA funds?
I think that it would be, based upon what I know and everything I've read about the ARPA, and we'll have to get clarification from people who know more than I, that a majority of all the capital requests that I've seen over the last couple of years sitting on that that board, some of them would fall right under ARPA planning. So I believe in adding that as a third vehicle for funding that we could use just a single form that came out and plan accordingly. So I think if we use the same capital forms that came out, as long as people can get the projects done within 2 years, that you know, ARPA will be a viable alternative to financing or our own funding or LOSIP funding. But once again, if obviously capital planning isn't meeting and we don't have this information, we can't make any informed decisions on it.
Charlie, right. Can you just, you maybe I misunderstood you. The same, you said same form. So the form that we've used in the past on capital plan, and I was on it with you, but I think one of the things is there's missing members. So it's another commission that's, you know, doesn't have all its members. But did you mean the same SAME form for, you know, if they give a capital item and then we say, is it capital, is it LOSUP, is it, you know, ARPA?
Exactly. Okay. The same form. And the only requirements with ARPA funding is it has to be a project that can be completed within the 2 year time period of the ARPA funds, where our capital form has them, up to 5 years. But if they submit that same form and say, hey, listen, what do we just, did some major work on City Hall, that's considered infrastructure, that, you know, if that plan, if somebody said, hey, I'll have a contractor in next week and get it done, that would fall under an ARPA category instead of us using, you know, our own funds. And I think at the time we ended up financing the last fix that we did to City Hall.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Once again, Sarah, maybe I'll let it to the mayor's office saying, hey, put the forms out anyway.
No, well, I mean, I was going to, you know, due to our finance office situation right now, like, would it be good to have, like, the clerk's office send out the forms to everyone?
I would.
Getting that out?
It probably have to be prefaced with a letter that came out of the mayor's office saying that, you know, this not only will this year's capital funding or capital planning include those vehicles that I talked about, but will also include ARPA funds as long as your project meets the ARPA requirements from the Treasury Department, and that funding has to be spent within a 2 year time period instead of a five. So somebody has to put that in writing to explain to the department heads that's how ARPA could be spent along with this.
Well, yeah, who does that? Who's going to do that? Or who do we ask to do that?
Well, I tell you what, if you don't mind, Sarah, I'll draft something up and I'll forward it to the three of us and I'll send it off to the mayor's office. Because typically Drew every year, the chief of staff every year is sent out the capital funding request forms. And I know Mark's burdened and I don't want to overburden the town clerk's office.
But well, before that, I think it was somebody in the finance office. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, enough. Somebody needs to staff it.
That's.
They could send a request back into the mayor's office and have them come to us. I mean, that's Drew collected everything the last several years we've been doing it.
I thought the finance office did, yeah, but Pat, I could be wrong.
Patty did it prior to her passing. But you want to draft something, send it to us, and then you want to bring it back here, or what do you suggest? Or just
I think if we, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Marino, but I think if I just put a letter together and include all the requirements for ARPA in it and forward it to each of us individually without us replying to it as a total, that's not necessarily considered a meeting. Do I need to bring it back?
That is correct. You can send something to your fellow subcommittee members, but do not communicate to each other electronically beyond that first email from you.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll take a stab at it.
It'll be corrected.
You're right. Go ahead.
So we'll continue. We'll put it on the agenda for next month.
All right.
Then we'll just continue with that. Okay. Okay, continuing on the procurement policy, we're kind of held up right in that, and the self-funding of health insurance fund. We're not going to get an update on that right now. So let's move on to number 8, which is the partial waiver of fees for use of Payton baseball field, run and gun baseball, softball discussion, and possible recommendation to full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen.
Dennis on? No. Is Dennis on?
No, I don't see.
Oh, okay. So I just want to, similar to what I said at the full board meeting, and I know Charlie, you had comments too. So the packet is pretty self-explanatory, but you need to use the right application when somebody's filling out an application. So I calculated it out again for their use, and it's as you know, Dennis gave, I believe it was Dennis's writing, gave the breakdown of what this group was looking for. You know, they're group 4, they're not Derby based, they're not Derby sponsored. They have a couple kids on the team that are from Derby, but when you calculate it out by the usage that they want, and I took an hourly rate of the actual fee, and it's 12 hours a week, and it comes out to be like $1,500 and change a week, and they wanted it for 24 weeks would bring it to $37,000 and change. They're asking for waiver 7 to 7,200. Today I looked at it again, and I did a calculation off if they were group 3, but they're not because the price is different because it's Derby based. And it would be like 10,000, can't see my own writing here, about $10,300. You know, I voted against a waiver, the other waiver for the football, for the New York football team last month. I'm not big on waivers. I think we need to, if we want to, you know, it needs to be used. And I looked up this team. They're high school, college, like these are young men that are, you know, they're amateurs. They're ball players. So, and it looked like a very sophisticated outfit with their coaching, their training. You know, can they pay $37,000? I don't know, but you know, I do agree that we need to. They need to pay something. And, you know, should we, you know, bump it up, you know, not to the 37, I figured it out. That's actually like
what they want to pay is 19% of the total price. So should we, you know, do it, use the group three figure just to, you know, give them a break on using it, and it would, or double what they're asking for, you know, maybe, you know, 15,000. I don't know. Plus they got to play the custodians, and, you know, which we know, but they need to know that, you know, and maybe, you know, we haven't had enough activity to know if our prices are too high, you know, but when we set these schedules, we set them based on what other towns were getting. Actually, we were lower if I remember right. So, you know, the waiver is just, you know, the waiver isn't something that should be given. You know, we have expense there, and if they're going to use it, that's a significant amount of time. And Dennis said, you know, it was like 30% of the field eligibility, and it leaves, you know, time for our other, you know, our other teams. I mean, he's the one who knows that. But, you know, I don't think $7,200 is, it's not acceptable to me. I think it certainly should be more. So that's just my two cents right now.
I'm kind of in agreement with you. And I also saw that, you know, the boys of summer would like to step in and utilize the field for 9 weeks, two nights a week, and 6 hours on the weekends. You know, they're only offering for 9 weeks, they're only offering us a $5,000 paycheck at the end of it. And I too think that that's far too low. So I believe Boys of Summer actually doubled that last year for when they wanted.
They submitted an application already.
They have it. It did not come before us. It's not on the agenda, but, it's another one that we have coming in. And I think it's actually, I don't know if that and this can be worked out together, but, I'm going to echo what you just said, Barb. We need the full packet in front of us before we can start looking at it. We need to know who scheduled what days they actually want.
It's, you know, the request was, it could be Saturday or Sunday. I mean, based on our scheduling, there's a different fee on Saturday or Sunday. The hours don't actually, the hours change on Sunday, because there's the hours all day and night is the same fee, you know, in the category. When you get into the Monday through Saturday, you know, it's a higher fee than on Sunday. You know, we don't, it's not definite here. I mean, it said a weekend day, which would be Saturday or Sunday, but what is that? So if you want to bring it back next month, you know, I don't know. If you want to get more, you know, in.
Dennis jumped on here, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could answer anything. I just got on, so I just heard what Barb was saying. So let me just say this for May, for April and May, the schedule would be flexible based on the fact that we have our pretty much full spring schedule from our high school teams. So nailing down specific days for those 2 months is, you know, we really can't do that, because we need to permit our high school teams to do whatever they need to do, okay? So if they bounce the renters out of a slot, then, you know, we're going to offer them a different slot. On weekends, I have it figured out. On weekends, we have four, basically 6 hour slots, two Saturday, two Sunday. So, you know, where we could rent out four separate options, okay, on the weekends, all right? That would be how it would be for April and May. We'd be going week to week with the renters, communicating with them the entire time based on the high school's schedule. Okay, and just so you know, since you're talking about this. I have an application from the boys this summer. Okay. So just so you know, they're not looking for something. They're looking to start in June, I think. And they filled out an application, which you guys will be seeing. But there's some time between now and when they want to start. And I really, they're looking for two nights a week and the same, they're basically looking for the same thing, the same, same kind of, schedule that the other guys are. And, only a thing is they're not looking for, as much time, like lengthy wise. I think it's just, June and July right now. With the boys this summer. I really haven't looked at it. It's just, I just forwarded it to Walter at his request. That was yesterday. So just so you know, but again, this would be a fluid schedule based on high school activity.
So now that leads me to the question of, so when do they, because there's no time to request here. When do they actually want to start this team from Run and Gun, this Run and Gun team? When do they want to start?
Well, can I ask you, all right, let me ask you something. Did you get a new application?
No.
No.
Okay, all right, because that was asked for, all right? Now, I know that it's, you know, Joe LaRusco has been really kind of really hard to pin down this last 2 weeks. You guys know who he is, right? He's our facilities manager for the Board of Ed. He presented this application. He was informed right after the last meeting. He was informed that he needed to redo the schedule. And, I guess he couldn't get it done, apparently, because he didn't give it to me. I thought you would have a new one. I'm not sure that you would have any new information in the new one. I really don't think so. So, you know, basically it would be two nights a week. Now, when they have the field on a weeknight, it's just them. Okay. They're staying until like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And the place we close. Okay. It's just them on a weeknight. Again, on a weekend, I consider the field to have four separate segments for rent. Saturday morning, Saturday late afternoon to evening, same thing on Sunday. So we could accommodate very easily, I believe, these people. And when the boys of summer, if they are provided an opportunity to come to our field, I don't think that would be difficult at all as well.
Well, I'm going to take that.
And of course,
because we're just wasting time. Because if the application isn't the right application in front of us, we can't act on a waiver because we don't have anything basically concrete. We're still looking at what they were looking for, but it's pretty generalized. So I don't know how we could act on anything at this point.
So move the table pending the correct application being brought forth.
So what's missing? You want them to pin down evenings specifically when they're subject to change? But I mean, hey, listen, whatever you want, ask for it. I mean, I'm just gonna communicate it.
Just tell them to download the application packet and fill it out in its entirety, and then all you have to do, Dennis, is where the cost spreadsheet is, that you add up the field, the custodian, the attendant, or whatever else is needed, put the actual numbers in there, not what they're looking to pay, the actual numbers of what this would cost them. And then they can write a nice little letter saying, we would like to use it from this date to this date, fitting within the schedule, but we would only like to pay X number of dollars. And then forward that whole thing to us.
And just to be clear, okay, they are group four only. They are group four.
Well, they fill out the application, they'll
No, right. But we have like right now.
See, that's for you us to decide. Correct.
Well, we can.
No, we don't decide. It's pretty. They should be able to decide by reading the description of what group they fall in if they look at the 22-page packet that's online.
And that right. So they are group four, and we can decide if we want to give them a break on group four prices and forward that to the full board for consideration.
I'm going to second your statement, okay. Charlie.
Excuse me. Can I make
right
a
now,
comment?
It looks like right now it looks like they're you know it's $25 an hour is what they're looking to spend, which is I don't know how we maintain the field at $25 an hour.
Well, listen, you know what? That's for you guys to talk about and decide. We're doing it for nothing right now, you know. So this is a 1 year or 6 months agreement, all right? This has nothing to do with coming back next year at any other scenario price-wise. These teams bring a lot of people to the field. It's basically would be a significant showcase of our facility, okay? I mean, I recommend that we do it because if we don't, we have nothing.
We understand that, but we do not have the appropriate paperwork in front of us to make that decision tonight. So I'll just ask them to please fill the form.
It was the very next day from the last meeting.
Okay, it's understood. We're not blaming you, Dennis. And you should be filling these out. Make sure they fill them out.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, that's what was said that night. So
hands
off for me, pretty much. I advise.
Hey, trying to make your job easier. So
well, there's apparently not. But whatever. Listen, it is what it is. Okay. If we one thing, you know, and I don't think it's really going to matter, but these people they get into state leagues. Okay, these groups they get into state leagues and they kind of need a home offer. Okay.
So
I think you understand what I'm talking about.
Understood.
Charlie, right?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So, I mean, once we get past a certain amount of time and you know, in the spring, they're gone. They could be gone. Just so that's understood.
Dennis, it's well understood. But I can't take this handwritten piece of paper with some jotted notes down here. They need to put in the dates they want it. They need to put in, we need the actual prices that are associated with the dates that they want it and the times that they want it. So once again, Madam Chairman, there's a motion, and I believe Barb seconded it, to table pending the actual application reaching the committee.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Take a look at that.
Am I done?
Nope. You are done. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis.
Okay, so I'm done. All right, take it easy.
Thank you. All right, number nine. Request of Registrar of Voters for salary increase. Discussion, possible recommendation to full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Okay.
That would be me.
Louise, you on?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. Hi, Louise. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. Thank you, dear. How are you?
Good, Louise. Thanks for joining us.
On here. Michael, are you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here as well.
Oh, okay. Michael Shea is my counterpart.
Hi,
Republican Registrar that just came on board in January.
How's it going, everyone?
Hi, how are you?
Okay. All right, so we're here to ask for an increase in our salary. When we got the directive from Mr. Mayhew to do our budget, he said that we could go as high as 2.5. So because we only get one raise every 4 years, I put in for the 2.5. It was turned down, and I was told that I had to go before the Board of Aldermen of the statute that was written many, 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 many years ago, in order to get the increase. So we are here tonight to ask for the increase. It would be going from $9,832 each to $10,078.50 each. Difference of $216 for the year. Asking permission to get this approved.
Hey, Louise, it's Barbara. I know some years, I'm just going to make a comment, but I know some years ago, and it's probably maybe the last time you got a raise, because I think it was maybe a good 8 years ago, 7 years ago. You did come before the Board of Aldermen, and at that time, a raise was granted and as a non-union, non-contractual employee. What this board has done in the past, similar to the fire marshal, deputy fire marshals, fire marshal inspectors would give a raise in accordance with the City Hall contract. And by charter, by ordinance, the Board of Aldermen can increase your salary.
This will not be effective until December of 2023, not 2022.
Well, I kind of looked back at something because I recall that it was a 2 year, it didn't take effect for 2 years. And I thought it had to do with the certification to make sure that the registrars were certified by statute, because you have to be certified every, you know, you get certified, then you have your yearly certification.
Right.
And that's what I thought. Right. That was what the reasoning was of the delay in the salary. Is my recollection right?
Yes, I'm certified. I've been certified, and I am taking the classes that they're offered. And as a matter of fact, in another week, we're going to have our conference, and we get credit for the classes that we attend at the conference.
So the certification becomes effective when, basically, Louise? When would you be done?
It's an 8-week course. And at the end of the 8-week course, the Secretary of State's office administered to us a test. And you have to pass that test in order to be certified. I'm happy to say, I got a 98 on the test.
Very nice, Louise.
Thank you.
Great job, Louise.
That's an A+, I think. In the Derby school system, that used to be an A+.
Well, I have my little certificate hanging on the wall. That is where we stand.
When does the certificate on your wall expire, Louise?
It doesn't expire. I have to keep taking continual classes as long as I'm a registrar. We have to maintain at least 10 credits per year.
Okay.
And we do that by various classes that we've been doing them on Zoom. And plus, we have to do these classes at the conference.
Conference. That's what I was trying to get to, when she would, her next certification would be, you know, renewed for.
Mine is continual. Michael has to go and be certified. He can be on the job for 2 years and then he has to be certified. If he's not certified, then they're supposed to just tell him goodbye, but they haven't been doing that. She hasn't been pressing it. But the rest of us had to do it.
So one other quick question for you, Louise. The paperwork in front of us is January 1st of 2023 that this raise would go into effect. You had just said December of 2023.
The second year, and that'll be the second full year. So in November of 2023, it'll be the second full year. Unless I'm reading the statute incorrectly, I stand to be corrected if I am.
What are you reading, Louise? Do you have it in front of you?
I don't have in front of me.
Was it the state statute? Because I looked them up today. I didn't.
Is Mark on the line? Mark knows the statute. Yeah. He gave me. Mark, do you remember? Do you have that statute in front of you?
It's actually not a statute. It's part of the state constitution.
Because I couldn't find anything in the statute that said that it had to be every 2 years to be paid to get a raise. But I saw
It says as an elected official, you can only get a raise in the second year of your elected position.
Okay. So.
I mean, I'll take it in January. I won't fight. We only get paid twice a year anyway. We get paid in January and December, and I think that they were, when Agatha was here, they were going to try to change that, but nothing's been done, so I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you could keep working on that part, but.
The other questions you may have.
So according to the state statute, I just want to make sure that we get the date right, if it's January 1st, 2023 or December
31st,
2023. Well, or if we say,
I don't get it if because I have a copy in there.
I didn't look up in the Constitution. I looked up in the Title IX that talks about registrar of voters, and there was just a, you know, that municipality, their compensation, they're reasonable, they can receive reasonable compensation as approved by, you know, the authorized and approved by the council of municipality. So if you know, we could get the actual date. We can look it up for the full board meeting, you know, whenever, what's effective, when it would be effective.
Mark,
what's going on? Okay.
There it is.
Are we?
Article.
Thank you, Mark.
19.
Section 2 here. If you see here, I'll highlight.
Yep. No, you don't need to. I see it.
That was effective in 1982.
Yeah, has completed 2 years of his term by, his term by the legislative body. So the 2 years completion would be then December, wouldn't it be your term took effect when? Your term took effect when we took effect.
Correct.
Right.
Right? So yep. What was that? December 7th? What was the date? Can't remember.
Yeah, hers is technically the first Monday in January.
Oh, okay. So then it would be 2024. Would be the first Monday 2024, whatever that is.
Wow.
Yeah, or December 31st,
23.
And the first Monday just so happens to be January 1st.
Well, that works out.
2024.
Okay.
All right. So,
thank you.
Is $216 even the percentage? God. That's like, sounds like nothing to me, but.
Yeah, I was looking for the City Hall contract. I know Mark had sent them to all of us, but.
The new rate would not, the new rate for this July would be
2.25%. 2.25, you said, Mark?
2.25.
Yeah, but the one by the time this one would go in would be next year. So that's not been negotiated yet. So that's still subject to, you know, because the contract expires. So there's not one for the new one.
So we a little ahead of the horse then?
No, well, it will be. It's just not in there now. If you tie it to the City Hall contract.
To the City Hall union.
Yeah. Okay.
And we've seen, I mean, that has maintained this way. It has maintained the various offices, as Ms. DeGennaro said before. So it's a way so that it doesn't fall through the cracks, and it, you know, kind of maintains kind of current with everybody. That way, by tying it this way, so then it's easy to predict what the increases will be.
Honestly,
it'll be more than
200. Good, because 260.
Yeah, whatever it ends up being based on the.
But then it would go into effect,
and then it would just keep going, so it doesn't have to be revisited at this level.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna make a motion. I'll make a motion that we refer to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen, an increase in the salary for the registrar voter and deputy registrar voter in accordance with the City Hall union, City Hall employees contract. That is in
effect. What about my machine mechanic? He works for me. He sets everything up and all. I usually put it in for
that's
all
a,
of
but
us.
But that's a different issue. The machine mechanic is not elected, so therefore that can be done at any time.
It's probably better
to put together because you got a whole bunch of things in there. So it probably makes sense to put together a schedule for the whole thing, because that would make most sense. So make sure you have to be fair to everybody.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Barb, I interrupted you.
You did, Louise. You interrupted me in my motion.
Take it away now, please.
Well, I think I know where I left off. So actually, Mark, can you play it back or no? No, don't play it back. Strike what I said. I'm going to say it again. Strike that motion. So I will make a motion to refer to the full Board of Aldermen, alderwomen, a salary increase effective January 1, 2024 for the Registrar of Voter and the Deputy Registrar of Voter. Said increase being the amount in accordance with the City Hall employees contract salary increases, contract being in effect at that time. Probably is not the best motion, but.
It's close. Yeah. See, I would have said in effect as of July 1st, 2023, but I get it.
It may not be in effect. There might not be a new contract.
You're right. It might not get settled.
It might not be settled. So,
but it's all retroactive.
Effect at the time. The increase.
I'm going to second that motion.
I think I was going the right direction until Louise interrupted me.
God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. All right.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Sorry, so what is the effective date? Because I'm a little confused. January
1st, 24, yes.
Okay.
It'll be whatever the raised town hall gets July 1st, 2023.
Okay, and going forward or just one time?
I think we have to look it up. Do I
have to go back after every 4 years again, or this ordinance take care of?
I think it would be every 2 years, because who knows what we have by then? Do we have a registrar? Do we have a deputy? You know, do we have all the people? I don't know. Do we always have a deputy?
Yes.
Okay, so.
So this should just be one time thing, right? That's what we're saying.
for now, and it gives us 16 months to revisit it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just want to make sure that what we propose for the full board is correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Louise.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Okay. Number 10, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Barbara, 607.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you, everybody. This meeting is complete at 6:07 p.m.